From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
Here is the news. I'm Nico Kusumawati. Let's begin with the national news. Kuala Namu International Airport, Deli Serdang, North Sumatra is ready to implement the Geno C19 test to prospective passengers starting on Monday with a cost range of 40,000 rupiah. Number of booths in the capacity of Geno C19 engine at Kuala Namu Airport can serve around 1,000 people per day. This was conveyed by the Executive General Manager of PT Angkasa Pura II Kuala Namu Deli Serdang, Herianto Wibowo, in a statement received in Medan Saturday night. He estimates that at this early stage, the number of airplane passengers using the Geno C-19 test could reach around 20% to 25% of the total departing airplane passengers. Meanwhile, as many as 100 workers at Kuala Namu Airport underwent a trial using the Geno C-19 for the COVID-19 test, which was held at the Atrium Floor 1 at the airport from June 5 to 6. The Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency BMKG warned of the potentials for rain with moderate to heavy intensity accompanied by lightning and strong winds in several areas in Indonesia. As information on the BMKG website, which was quoted in Jakarta on Saturday, areas with the potential for moderate to heavy rain accompanied by lightning and strong winds, including Banten in the eastern part of Lebak. Then in South Jakarta and East Jakarta in the afternoon until late at night, Jambi in the Bungo Regency, Merangin Regency, Sarolangun Regency, and Sungai Penuh City at night, and some areas in West Java. Director of Engineering and Environment for Mineral and Coal at the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Lana Saria, said that after the ratification of the 2020 Mineral Law, all licensing authority will be transferred to the center starting on December 10, 2021, as concerning minerals and coal, as well as the role and regions of the development and supervision of mining business activities in Banjarbaru. According to Lana on Saturday to the media, based on the 2020 Mineral Law, the authority transferred to the center is in the form of the authority to issue permits as well as supervision and guidance. He explained, based on Article 35 of the Mineral Law No. 3 of 2020, Paragraph 4, the central government can delegate licensing authority along with the authority for guidance and supervision. The delegation of authority to the area is in the form of the IUP for non-metallic minerals, certain types of non-metallic minerals, and rocks in the area as well as 12 miles from the coastline. Let's move on to the international news. Ministers from the Asia-Pacific Trade Group APAC on Saturday agreed to review trade barriers and expedite the cross-border transit of COVID-19 vaccine and related goods, but stopped short of a broad commitment to remove tariffs. A meeting of trade ministers from the 21 Economic Group, which includes the United States, China, and Japan, also produced a pledge to support World Trade Organization negotiations for an intellectual property waiver on COVID-19 vaccine. In three statements issued after the meeting, the minister said they would expedite the flow and transit of all COVID-19 vaccine and related goods through the air, sea, and land ports. Australia's second most populous state, Victoria, on Sunday reported two new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. Two new local cases were reported, taking Victoria's total to 72. Health authorities are particularly alarmed about the emergence of the highly infectious Delta variant this week. They have so far been unable to trace the source, sparking concerns that the lockdown in Melbourne may need to be extended. The Delta variant, which has been classified by the World Health Organization, WHO, as among the four COVID-19 variants of concern, due to evidence that it spread more easily, likely caused the latest devastating outbreak in India. Some of India's states are easing lockdowns restrictions as coronavirus infections subside. The National Capital Territory of Delhi was among those relaxing restrictions and will allow shops to open on alternate days. Shops with even numbers will open on one day, while those with odd numbers will open the next day. Private offices will also now be allowed to operate at 50% of normal staffing levels. This was said by Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal in an online news conference as he announced that the state will build an oxygen storage capacity of 420 tons. Hospitals in New Delhi had struggled to provide oxygen cylinders and beds to patients as infections surge, but that wave began subsiding from the middle of last month. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson on Saturday called for leaders of the group of 7G rich nations to make a commitment to vaccinate the entire world against COVID-19 by the end of 2022 when they meet in Britain next week. Johnson will host the first in-person summit in almost 2 years of G7 leaders and said he would seek a pledge to hit the global vaccination goal. The leaders of Germany, France, the United States, Italy, Japan, the European Union and Canada will join Johnson's for the three-day summit in Cornwall, southwest England, which begins on Friday. It will be the first overseas trip for US President Joe Biden since he took office in January. That was the news.
Thank you.
headline of the week is on Indonesia once again does not fulfill dreams. The Indonesian government through the Ministry of Religion has decided not to dispatch prospective Hajj pilgrims in the 2021 Hajj season. This was explained by the Minister of Religion, Yakut Khalil Kumas, in a press conference at the Office of the Ministry of Religion, Jakarta, on Thursday, June 3rd. The decision to cancel the departure of the pilgrims was taken after coordination with various parties such as the Indonesian House of Representatives, ministries and institutions, religious organizations, travel associations, and a number of other elements. The reason for the cancellation is because until now, Saudi Arabia has not opened access to Hajj for foreign pilgrims, including from Indonesia. On the other hand, security and safety factors due to the COVID-19 pandemic were also the reasons of the decisions to postpone the pilgrimage. Meanwhile, the Acting Director General of Hajj and Umrah Organizers, Hoi Rozi, in a written statement on Friday, said the decision to cancel the Hajj departure had gone through an in-depth study. According to him, the government even held a series of discussions in the form of working meetings, hearings, and a Hajj Work Committee meeting with Commission 8 of the Indonesian House. A number of aspects were considered and discussed before deciding not to depart for Hajj, including aspects of health, worship, and preparation time. The government, according to Hoi Rozi, has in fact made a series of preparations since December 2020. Various scenarios have been prepared, ranging from normal quotas to quota restrictions of 50%, 30%, 25%, to 5%. The quota scheme was prepared considering the COVID-19 pandemic around the world is still ongoing and with the assumption that the government of Saudi Arabia opens access with a number of conditions, one of which is a quota. Preparations for the implementation have also been carried out both at home and abroad, such as flight contracts, payment of pilgrimage travel costs, preparation of travel documents, preparation of officers and implementation of ritual guidance. Likewise, the preparation of services in Saudi, both accommodation, consumption, and transportation, including the implementation of the Hajj Health Protocol scheme and others. However, everything can only be resolved if the amount of the Hajj quota has been received from Saudi. And listener, that's the spotlight of this week. I'll begin with June 6, 1901, the birth of Sukarno. Sukarno was born in Surabaya, East Java, June 6, 1901, is the first president of the Republic of Indonesia. He served in the period 1945 until 1967. He was a figure who played an important role in liberating the Indonesian people from Dutch colonial rule. He was the proclaimer of Indonesian independence, which occurred on August 17, 1945. Sukarno was the first to spark the concept of Pancasila as the basis of the Indonesian state. Turning to 1975, Indonesia won the Uber Cup for the first time. Japan's dominance in the Uber Cup Women Badminton Championship was finally broken by Indonesia in 1975. It was also the first time that Indonesia became the champion, beating Japan 5-1. The Indonesian team at the time consisted of Tati Sumira, Teresia Widyastuti, Utami Dewi, Imelda Wiguna, Minarni Sudaryanto, and Regina Masli. I'll end with June 6, 1985. Tetris is launched. Tetris is a game designed and programmed by Alexei Pajitnov in 1984 while he was working at the Dorodnitsyn Computer Center at the USSR Academy of Sciences in Moscow. It is one of the most popular games in the world. Its name comes from the Greek numeric prefix tetra, which means a fourth part shape. This game is found on almost every video game console and personal computer, as well as on other devices such as calculators, cell phones, or portable media players. And listener, that's today in history.
To mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
Rang zheng que pei tai kou zhao yi fang chi xin xing guang zhuang bing du fei yan de chuan bo. Wo de kou zhao bao hu ni. 你的口罩, 保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. En portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners for the viewer who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Iwao Nagatani in Japan. He was listening to English program through 3325 kHz on May 24th, 2021. Hello from Jakarta, Mr. Iwao Nagatani. It's nice to get a reception report from you. We are also glad to know that you enjoyed our program, especially Indonesian Wonder. Hopefully you can visit Indonesia soon. Keep listening and have a wonderful day. Special for you, here is a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Dan gembira di tengah pesta, aku lihat si dia lincah gayanya dan masa kini ingin hatiku mencium pipinya, tapi malu rasanya. Di hati.
yours listen to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Presiden Joko Widodo asked his staff to prepare optimally for the 2021 FIBA Asia Cup International Basketball Tournament. Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali disclosed it when giving a virtual press statement about the implementation of the 2021 FIBA Asia Cup and 2021 World Superbike after a limited meeting with the President in Jakarta on Wednesday. Minister Zainuddin Amali said in general at the limited meeting he and the relevant ministers reported preparations for the 2021 FIBA Asia Cup and also the 2021 World Superbike in Indonesia Grand Prix. The minister explained that in August 2021, Indonesia will host the 2021 FIBA Asia Cup, which will be participated by Asia-Pacific countries. Furthermore, Indonesia has also been appointed to host the 2023 Basketball World Cup or the FIBA World Cup. He said that by hosting the 2021 FIBA Asia Cup, the opportunity for Indonesia to qualify to become a participant in the 2023 FIBA World Cup is increasingly open, because the top 8 participants of the FIBA Asia Cup 2021 will be taken as participants of the FIBA World Cup 2023. In addition to reporting on the preparation for the 2021 FIBA Asia Cup, Minister of Youth and Sports Zainuddin Amali also explained the readiness of the facilities and infrastructures of the Indonesian basketball national team. He said considering at the last Asian Games, the Indonesian national team is in the top 8 position. It is hoped that the achievement of the Indonesian basketball team will be the same at FIBA Asia 2021 later.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply an email from our listener Kalab Abbas in Pakistan. Hello Mr. Kalab Abbas, vaccination process is still running in Indonesia. We are really sorry it seemed not possible to visit our country this year. Thank you for asking. Well, listener, whatever you are, here is another beautiful song. Happy listening, stay healthy, and stay safe.
hold me tight, come and dance with me all night, and let our hearts desire feel so right.
Office Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Banyuwangi, one of the regencies in East Java province, is not only famous for its beautiful scenery, but also for its cuisine. One of its culinary legends is Sego Tempong. Sego means rice, while tempong means being hit. It is called Sego Tempong because it tastes very, very spicy hot. So it describes the spicy taste, yet delicious, that really hits your tongue. Finding Sego Tempong is not difficult, because almost all areas in Banyuwangi have stalls that provide this menu. Generally, tempong rice is sold in small stalls and depot because it is known as the food of the people or very cheap. The Sego Tempong sellers are usually open in the afternoon until late at night, but of course there are some that are open in the morning. According to the story, in the past, sago or rice tempong was usually eaten by farmers in the fields. The rice with simple side dish is consumed to fill the stomach of farmers who have worked hard in the fields. But now, sago tempong is enjoyed by everybody and sold in many places. A plate of sago tempong or tempong rice consists of rice, boiled vegetables plus fried tofu, tempeh, salted fish and corn omelette, which is complemented by a very spicy raw chili sauce condiment. Vegetables used are cabbage, long beans, eggplants, spinach, kale, and many more. While the side dishes can be chicken, beef, fish, eggs, and others. The specialty of this tempong rice lies in its chili sauce because it is specially formulated, using completely raw ingredients such as cayenne pepper, tomatoes, sugar, shrimp paste, salt and lime. Because of this spiciness, people who finish eating nasi tempong will feel like being tempong, which means being hit or slapped. The spicy taste sensation of nasi tempong still makes spicy food lovers become addicted. Listen to that once Indonesian wonder.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Reply another email from Muhammad Akil Bashir, also in Pakistan. Hello, Mr. Muhammad Akil Bashir. Thank you for your email and the reception report. We do appreciate that. Keep listening and stay healthy. Special for you, here is a beautiful song. Happy listening.
Sun hides beneath the clouds, and I'm far away from home. Seems like me without you is all darkness but alone. I'm lost underneath the skies of loneliness in disguise. If only you would come and stay, I'll let you show the way. Yeah, ooh, ooh. Make it all right, oh, oh, when you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. Up, messed up, confused, these feelings whirling through. All I need is an antidote. The baby, you only know you make it all right, oh, oh. When you're here by my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, to a blue sky, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. Sometimes you make me think of all the things that I've been through. And now I know when I met you that you would be the one who set me free. By my side, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. You paint my gray sky, oh, oh, into a blue sky, oh, oh, oh. And now I realize your love is like a rainbow. All the things that I've been through, and now I know that you left me, that you would be the one who set me free.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
マスクを着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
ワカウンティカールバイルス COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحي قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
让正确佩戴口罩以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19. en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Maske. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
The Ministry of Tourism and Creative Economy introduced a creative food packaging products made from betel nut called plepah in the weekly press briefing. Minister of Tourism and Creative Economy Sandiaga Salahuddin Uno, accompanied by expert staff for innovation and creativity Joshua Puji Mulya Simanjuntak, together with plepah team representative Rekuk Banyu Mahandaru, presented a product that was expected to be a solution to a global issue, namely the waste problem. Plepah was initiated by community-driven innovation, which is motivated to provide solution to waste problem, especially styrofoam. Sandiaga Uno, as quoted from the official broadcast on Thursday, said that Footloose community-driven innovation has adapted to environmental issues, collaborated with the Musi Banyuasin government as well as local communities and innovated to present solution for the environment. It also means creating jobs and hopefully also a step to avoid using styrofoam. Based on research in 18 cities, styrofoam waste contributes 0.27 to 0.59 tons to the sea in Indonesia. This is certainly worrying, especially for the safety of a marine life. Quoted from the official plepah website, this product was developed because of concerns about waste, which is considered garbage and cannot be processed. Organic waste, such as betel nut, is developed into products with economic value, such as environmentally friendly disposable plates and packaged lunch boxes, which can become an alternative economic income for the people of South Sumatra and Jambi. Both plates and food packaging are said to be sturdy, waterproof, heat resistance up to 200 degrees Celsius, so that they can enter the oven and microwave. And most importantly, plepah can also decompose in the soil within 60 days.
Still my type, yeah. Wow. Baby, let's just believe you were ever enemy. It's hard to believe you're in my vicinity, cause all I believe is that you're my enemy. But dumb DDD I was, and it's obvious I clung to the thought of we and an audience. 3 foot across the view, I was lost in the sauce. Thick-headed, now I'm regretting all that I lost. Admit it, I get it, say no more. Say less, I'll get dressed and I'll hit the dough. But I doubt that's really what you asking for. So stop the games, I came to relax the flow. I'm back to show, I know how to patch that hole. Then yell at, get a fella who can match your glow. It's me, Freddy B, back with Mo. So admit it, if you with it, then I'm with it. Let's
don't
get
wanna admit it.
What you running from, baby?
But I want you back in my life.
Come back to me, baby. Come back to me,
don't
baby.
Don't wanna admit it.
Indonesia COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio.
Harib COVID-19 bibaqaikum fil manazil.
Zaman gegen corona, wir bleiben zu Hause.
Stay at home, stay healthy, and together we can fight the coronavirus.
Bleib thuis. Was je handen met zeep, draag je een masker als je naar buiten gaat, neem de vitamine en zorg je gezondheid. Samen bestrijden we de coronavirus.
From Indonesia to the world.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, today I will present you with a song by Andin. Andin celebrates her 21 years of working in the Indonesian music scene by releasing a song titled Selamat Jalan Kekasihku. This song was composed by the late Alfa Sasoria, who was Andin's first music producer. This piece was also packaged into a musical short movie under the same title, which was produced by Tompi. The storyline tells about the family relationship that is not always full of laughter and happiness. Through the song and short movie Selamat Jalan Kekasihku, Andin invites the audience to better understand the time they have now. Sometimes humans are trapped in the past and worry too much about the future, and miss many beautiful moments in the present. Well, listener, here is Andin with the song Selamat Jalan Kekasihku.
Bundi, ku ucapkan selamat jalan kekasihku. Usailah sudah kisah kita selama. Kapanmu malam itu tak akan pernah ku lupa tatap mata cintamu tanpa kata-kata tiada tanda. pergi jauh, tak akan ku lepaskan genggam jemarimu. Andaikan ku tahu, akan ku nyanyikan kita cinta terakhir, walau pedih. Selamat jalan.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
Voice of Indonesia.
It's time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.